This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I mean that. Seriously. Give a holler. Give a scream. Tell me where I'm off. Tell me where I'm wrong. I really do appreciate the time that you've spent with us on the air. And that you're involved and engaged. And again, I appreciate the interaction you have with my website. That's always cool, too. So if you head over to the website, therealside.com, you can, again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You got a lot going on there. But also on top of all of that, what I want you to do, I want you to sign up for the email blast. If you don't want to sign up for the email blast and it's right there, you can't miss it, then sign up for the text alerts. Simply text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. All right? I mean, again, doesn't require a college degree. Just do it. Is that what Nike said? Just do it. The Tom Del Vecchio is going to join me. Tom is, an author, a commentator, a writer, does all kinds of stuff. Right? He's a speaker, former chairman of the California Republican Party. His book, The Divided Era, How We Got Here, and the Keys to America's Reconciliation, does it still apply today? I mean, you look around. I just talked about the moral demise, and we are just becoming more communist slash, now they'll say socialist, but communist as the days go on. Under Biden, it's going to be worse. So much. I'm not saying that Trump put us there. You look at what's going on around him. Look at the people around him that claim they supported him, that claim that they were Americans. You know, I said it, I meant it. Trump did change the Republican Party. There are a lot of Republicans that are 100% behind him, especially in the elected positions. But there's a lot that are running in the opposite direction because they think it's over with. I can't, just can't wait. And everybody says, well, why didn't he just go at this, start his media company, go at these guys. Look, here's the deal. If Trump gets charged with a felony or convicted of one in any way, shape, manner, or form, he can't run again. Do not give them an out. Don't play this game where, well, we'll get them in a couple of years. No. No, 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 no. We'll get them now. We should have got them 3 years ago. Trump should have looked at Giuliani and said, listen, you want to be part of my team? Any part of the team for the next 4 years, I want you as AG for 2 years. You agree to take the AG seat, send these boneheads to jail, you're in. And maybe Giuliani didn't take it because he knew how dangerous it would be. He understands how the mob works. He's not a stupid man. And again, maybe he knew. He knew what the problem was. 855-REAL-JOE, or send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Somebody just sent me a link. If you didn't pick up the last hour, you should get it in the podcast. Talking about the concerns over the transgender hormone blockers, all this stuff that they're doing to kids 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. And I don't know if people are just fed up with it or what, but they're starting to come forward. They're starting to talk about it. And God forbid we have two sides of a conversation, right? That would never fly. And Dr. Michelle Critella of the American College of Pediatrics, or pediatrician. I mean, before she started speaking out about this, oh, they loved her. Thought she, which is the norm for the left, right? Thought she was wonderful. God's gift to pediatricians, or to kids. But now, all of a sudden, not so much. It's just amazing. It just never stops. And for those of you switching away from Fox News, going on to Newsmax and other places like that, OAN maybe, and a whole bunch of stations out there we could be part of or get to understand. Let's not spread ourselves too thin. Yeah, we want options. But it's like I'm getting requests to go to MeWe and Spreely and One World and all these social media platforms. And you want to make sure that you just get spread too thin, it's going to be too tough. It'll be too tough to get the message across unless you're going to fill in every one of those. It's hard enough to keep up on one or two of them, let alone five or six. So I've already told you guys, I'm on Spreely. I'm really not going anywhere else right now. So if you want to do your social media stuff with me, do it there. That's where I'm going. Or that's where I am. Instead of a Parler. Oh, Parler's owned by George Soros. Stop it. Just stop. All right? They're going to put out all kinds of stuff on Parler to get you to stay away from it. Is that really what you want to do? You want to let them win that way? By spreading propaganda? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know. You know, you get these little mixed messages. We took a bunch of seats, flipped seats here in California for away from Democrats to Republicans. Some of those seats were flipped as just in 2018, so maybe it's not a big win. But what does that really mean for the Republican Party? We picked up a few seats. We are still we're in the micro-minority in California. Joe Mancini, your host, Tom DelVicaro will join us after the break. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Calls for action, and now, nip it in the
bud. We are back. You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-733-5567. You always send me an email to joe@therealside.com. Joe at TheRealSide.com. I'm sure that wasn't a COVID cough. Let's get him on before it ravages him. Tom DelVicaro joins me, and I so much appreciate the time that he spends with us. And he's an acclaimed author, speaker, and the former chairman of the California Republican Party, which will soon be in the Smithsonian Institute, also author of The Divided Era, How We Got Here and the Keys to America's Reconciliation. Two things. One is, you think that right now that America can reconcile?
Okay, first of all, that's not a COVID cough. And interestingly enough, there's a brand new report out that says the COVID virus was actually in America, in the East Coast, New York, on December 17th. And that, before December 17th. And that's interesting. You know why?
I wonder what's happening December 16th.
I was in New York quite sick the 15th, 16th, and 17th.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I was thinking of something else, but that's okay. You were quite sick? What happened?
Yeah, I was completely congested with the chills and everything. So
how'd you get better?
So maybe I had COVID in New York in December of last year.
You could have.
Kind of interesting.
Tammy thinks that her and I had it last November because we were so sick. And whatever. All I know is that COVID, I'm going to say it again, people get mad at me, is a godsend. And the reason I say that...
Really? Wow.
Well, bear with me for a second. Bear with me. You'll see my logic
always
here.
It's going to be a bear.
There's always a bright side to something, right? Because since COVID has come on to the scene here, okay, we've gotten rid of heart disease. We've gotten rid of people dying of cancer.
Okay.
I mean, think about it. That seasonal flu is virtually non-existent anymore. So, you know, I don't know what to tell you. You got to look at the bright side, right?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
That's stupid. Go ahead anyway. California.
Let's get back to California. Let's start off with that. News today that Hewlett Packard, the original, one of the original Silicon Valley companies, started in a garage.
Yep.
Is leaving the state. And if ever there was evidence of the incompetency of government, it is the chasing away of all these businesses. And, you know, I've started RescueCalifornia.org.
Mm-hmm.
We are in a group raising money to recall Gavin Newsom. And, look, are we heading towards a shutdown by him? On Thanksgiving, they had people in Southern California, I think in your area, who lost power. Right?
Yes. On Thanksgiving Day.
I know, right? Probably people have gas stoves. Anyway, the fine point of it is, at what level of incompetency are people going to wake up and say, this is just a guy who doesn't know what he's doing? A guy in way over his head. And that's where we are right now.
Yeah, but who are you getting? Look at, with all due respect, who are you getting to buy it? Because look at the people they've been putting in place for decades. Him, before him, Jerry Brown, which frankly is a genius compared to this guy, right? We got they chose Kamala Harris over you. Poor choice. I mean, we go down the whole list of people they put in places, Californians.
Okay, but the way a recall works is you qualify it. We're over halfway in signatures. You qualify it, and then there's a special election. And the only issue on the ballot is, should Gavin Newsom be recalled? And from the list below, who should replace him? And the winner is whoever has the most votes from that list. They don't have to hit 50%.
Really?
So this is a great opportunity to, you can win with 20%. Great opportunity to replace him and get somebody in there who can establish himself or herself and show what it takes to do a couple of good things and make a big difference in the election after that.
I hope you can get these people to move forward to make it happen. How many? What are they looking at? Another 800,000 or 900,000 votes, right? Last I looked.
Signatures.
I'm sorry.
So we have the largest volunteer effort in the history of California. You can get the petition at RescueCalifornia.org or RecallGavin2020.com. Imagine if we sent that message, what that would mean to the rest of the country. Because remember,
you're such an optimist, okay? I'm looking at this.
What else are you going to be in life?
I mean, look at all the great things that Trump did for this country, and he still can't get a thumbs up from anybody. By the listeners,
but he did do it. It was in office when no one said it could be done.
Right.
I'm not going to listen to you tell me we can't do this.
Listen,
I'm not going to listen to
my listeners in other states.
Tammy, cut his mic so I can carry the rest of the show.
Outside of California, do not follow the Democrat playbook, okay? Don't pull up this thing if you live in Idaho and try to send it in like your California people. Don't do that. Let's not screw it up. So, anyhow. But, no, I see the recall Governor Newsom's signs every place. I see the booths. So, you're right. Every parking lot I go into, they're there.
And it's bipartisan. Remember, all the big propositions that Gavin, I haven't been on your show in a long time.
No, because you keep ignoring
me. Well, obviously I failed at that, too. All the propositions that Gavin had supported, the big tax increase, Prop 15, the Uber initiative, the, what was the third one? Cashless bail.
Yeah.
All were soundly rejected. And what else happened? We picked up three seats and add in, you know, the seat in your district, right?
Yep. Yep.
Garcia. Four seats we picked up in this election or within, you know, the year or so before. So there has been pushback. So negative Nancy Messina ain't carrying the day for me here.
Well, look.
How do you like that?
Yes, you really ought to. You know, I was hoping to go to commercials so I could beat you up afterward. But. But again, you're right about us picking up the seat here. Didn't we pick up like five seats here in California? I don't even know what the number is off the top of my head.
Four, which is, by the way, a third of all the seats we picked up in the country.
I hear you. I look, and we weren't supposed to pick up that many. Remember the
Democrat? Well, California.org.
Hey. You're all about capitalism. We're going for a break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host, Tom Del Beccaro, will still be with us after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A federal panel made its recommendations on Tuesday for who should be the first to receive a coronavirus vaccine when they're approved. The panel tapped healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities for the first batch of vaccines. But how to get those shots to where they need to be will still be up to each state, who may have different distribution plans. Dr. Marcus Plesha of the Association of State Health Officials tells CNBC that states have had time to prepare for vaccine distribution.
Yeah, the states can do this. The states have had a little bit of time. This is one of the first times in the COVID pandemic that we're actually able to do some planning. So the states have had some time to plan, and I think things are coming together as far as getting the systems in place, getting the personnel in place where we'll be able to pull this off. It's not going to be seamless, but we'll make it happen.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5560. You've got to be involved. You've got to be engaged. Do something more than nothing, please. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me, as he does from time to time. I always appreciate his time with me. Very busy man. You know, he's on all these other stations and writes for many of these publications. He's also an acclaimed author, speaker, former chairman of the California Republican Party in his book, The Divided Era, How We Got Here and the Keys to America's Reconciliation. Tom, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure. You left out that I'm also your parole officer, which, you know, it's important.
Yeah, well, you screwed up because you could have come down here and had some nice lasagna for Thanksgiving, you know, the whole nine yards. Anyhow, so, all right, let's get into some of the other issues that are making some of my people crazy. Is time running out for Trump? I mean, I keep looking at the evidence.
By definition.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
December 1st.
Is he going to be able
just filing a new suit in Wisconsin today,
right,
about, you know, the abuse? Now, look, at the end of the day, just about anything's possible. You know, could it be that they get an injunction from the Supreme Court saying that the Electoral College has to delay meeting because of substantial proof of fraud? You know, that's physically possible. Likely? I wouldn't say that anymore.
Well, I think if SCOTUS follows the Constitution to the T, they can force the election to go to the legislators in the states.
Well, what do you mean to the T?
If they follow it to the T, where they find that there's something wrong here, and they give it back to the legislators because what you did was unconstitutional. Your governor or whoever, Secretary of State, decided that they were going to change the rules, the times, and what have you. You don't have that right according to the Constitution. That only comes from the legislators, right?
And so what you're saying is that, therefore, what they would do is say that your entire election was invalid?
In essence, yes. What they would force the legislation in the legislators in that state to do is either not to confirm those electoral, you know, what do they call it? The
electors. They're electors.
The electors. Yeah, there you go. Okay. And it's happened before. All right. And if they can't come to a decision or if it's a split,
well,
then it would go to
the. It happened. Yeah. They had legislators in, they had legislatures that previously split from their governor and tried to put up two different slates, and in effect, none went forward. So the Supreme Court could potentially say that that an entire state's election has to be invalidated. That is such a big, I just not counting on something like that. I'll just tell you right out.
Who's the optimist now?
Look, I don't have any doubt there was voter fraud. I don't want anyone to hear otherwise from me. The question is the magnitude in each of the states and how, look, Joe Biden, Barack Obama got 69 million votes, Joe Biden got 80? Please. Don't even tell me that, okay? 80 million legitimate votes? You're going to tell me that Trump won all the bellwether counties but one, and he lost? You're going to tell me he's the first person ever to increase his vote total but then lose from the prior election? You're going to tell me that Biden underperformed Hillary everywhere, but four select cities, Milwaukee, and there's no question. They show that there's precincts with ridiculously, like one with 747% turnout, or something like that.
I thought you only got that in counties with a lot of cemeteries. I didn't know you got that.
Exactly. Yeah. And for these ludicrous people who tell me there's no voter fraud of significance. Really? Because let me explain the history of Chicago to you. The whole time it has been fraudulently ruled, certainly in the last 60 years. So it happens. The question is the extent. And look, I went on national TV on election night. Have I been on your show since election?
You were, yes, one time. And it was short, though.
But I went on national TV and described the fact that I went through those districts, those counties, and there's simply no way Joe Biden could have done this.
Yep.
So, question is, do we care?
When you look at all these, I don't know, you would call them hearings that have been going on in Michigan and Pennsylvania and everywhere, and they bring these guys forward. Now, these are Democrats and Republicans. These are average Joes. These aren't people that are being paid big bucks or they're teed off at somebody because they didn't get the job they were supposed to get. And I think that they push the American people to the point now where you've got these guys coming forward. One postal subcontractor. I mean, this is a movie a mafia movie thing. He picks up a trailer in New York. He's told to stop in New Jersey, then go to Pennsylvania. And what's he see? 288,000 ballots for Pennsylvania somehow coming out of New York. All right? And he waits 7 hours to offload. And they tell him to go home, and it ain't going to happen, but leave the trailer. He comes back the next day. The trailer's gone. All right? Sorry. You want to talk about fraud? That's like mafia-level stuff. Another subcontractor brought in $100,000, and he was told not to touch the boxes, but he could see them. They all looked exactly alike. They were all for Joey Biden. And same thing with the military ballots,
Yeah, there was somebody who testified today that it looked like they were just Xerox.
Yep. Yeah.
And so, this is unbelievable. And as Lindsey Graham said, if we don't arrest this, Republican can't win again.
Oh, yeah. No problem. But wait a minute. For them to do this, first of all, they didn't think Trump was going to get as many votes as he got. That's the way I see it. So they were like in a tailspin in the last couple of hours trying to get enough votes in there to make sure that this didn't happen. But just the mere fact that they would try to do this shows you, I think, how deluded they are, delusional they are about power and how power hungry they are. They don't give a crap about us as Americans, do they?
No, they want to win at all costs. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. I don't know how.
And they are willing to destroy the republic to do it, and that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
No question about it.
I am concerned at some point in time. We have not been a violent group, as much as the left would like to paint us as a violent group. But I think if they steal this and the numbers that they're trying to steal it with, I think you're going to see problems. I think you're going to see an uprising of some kind. I'm not asking for it. I'm not pushing for it. But people are mad.
As I wrote about their attacks on the Electoral College, you will get red states that want to leave the union. Why would they stick around for this?
Yeah, I looked at the, you know, when people say the Electoral College doesn't work anymore, and you look at the map of you know, the counties that won, everything that happened, you would be totally ruled by a very small part of the country. People need to realize
Okay,
this.
So anyone who says the Electoral College doesn't work, quote, anymore, really don't know what the Electoral College is.
Because
the whole point of the Electoral College was to do exactly this, not have government by popular vote, to allow a union with smaller states that otherwise couldn't be counted in their vote, meaning in a popular vote setting, and the fact that we had leaders from the large states who knew that the large states would benefit from a union which included smaller states. And so they purposely gave up power, in a sense, to make this deal. So anyone who says the Electoral College doesn't work anymore simply has no idea what the Electoral College is supposed to do, which is to keep a union, not to guarantee any one sector the ability to win elections. Its purpose was to create and preserve a union of large and small states.
Yep, and ultimately give everybody a fair and equal voice. And, you know, come on, you're a sportsman,
fairer, yeah.
Right? I look at the Electoral College. I look at that the way that works is the same way a World Series works, right? It's just not the most amount of runs. It's the guy that appeals to the most amount of people. But anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Tom Del Picaro will still be with us.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Hold on. Going in. Stop. We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do the right thing. No, seriously, don't sit around drooling all over yourself. Get up, get something done, get away from Facebook, make a difference, grab some of these Gavin Newsom. See, I'm going to tell you to do something illegal, just because I like that kind of stuff. Grab some of these Gavin Newsom recalls if you live in California. Matter of fact, if you have relatives in California, you live out of state, poke them. Get them on the phones. And when they start complaining about the state, say, shut up. Did you sign the recall? If they say no, then say, don't say anything. I don't care what you have to say. It's really that simple for me. Anyways, Tom Del Vaccaro joins me.
Send them to rescuecalifornia.org.
Yeah, but you got to get them.
Sign the petition.
Get them on a Facebook and get them over there. Seriously. Anyway.
If every person who signed the petition got one more person to sign it, we'd be done.
Yep.
Just one more person.
I agree. People need to work at this. Although we could have a massive earthquake and California just slide off and become its own country. That would be good, too. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, counselor. I want your take on Bill Barr and his decision to come out and say, phrased poorly, but come out and say, there's no proof of, or he hasn't seen proof just wide-scale fraud. I'm watching these things every day. Is he in a coma during the day or what?
Yeah, I was severely disappointed by his wording. I can understand where he said that we are monitoring. If he said we are monitoring this and we're concerned about it and we're going to see how the evidence comes in, but that's not what he said, and I was not happy.
Yep.
And quite honestly, although it came out today that 2 months ago, Barr made Durham an independent counsel with regard to Russiagate, and therefore we now have an independent counsel like Mueller with regard to Russiagate. So, yeah. But honestly, look, Andrew McCabe lies four times, and he gets away with it. Freaking Flynn doesn't lie, and he's still paying a price, even though he's pardoned.
Yep. No, you're very right. And there is, look, we have foolishly said for years, that it's equal. Nobody's above the law. I mean, who came up with these terms? Because it's very obvious. I mean, look at Nancy Pelosi, you know, with her $20,000 refrigerator, her $100 a gallon ice cream, and you're telling me we don't have an elite class, and then her nephew runs this place?
Wait a minute, she has $100 a gallon ice cream?
She's got this ice cream, it's this elite ice cream that she gets, very expensive, very hard to get.
Gavin Newsom go to French Laundry, and then the next day, London Breed, the mayor of San Francisco, goes. You had the mayor of San Jose saying, don't do a big Thanksgiving, and he goes off and does a big Thanksgiving. You know, it's just, you had the L.A. supervisor who said no outdoor dining, then she goes and does outdoor dining. Right? So, no, they're complete hypocrites, and they're fueling this. They're fueling RescueCalifornia.org. And it's a bipartisan anger. And it's a question of, it's not a hard process to qualify this.
No.
Gavin Newsom's not as popular as some people think. Otherwise, his initiatives are failing. I mean, think about it. Yeah. What's failing among Gavin Newsom? He didn't win any of his ballot measures. He lost them all. I tell you.
Well, again, it goes back to what I said to you earlier. I do not get, I do not understand that basically, in California, the majority of these small towns, small cities, they're run by Republicans. Republicans have the school boards, they have the water boards, they have the city councils. We can't break the barrier to the state level for some reason.
Right, and this is the best shot we got at it. We got it doing this because you recall them. Remember, special election, lower turnout. You know, special elections favor the dissenters, not the people in power.
Yep.
And it's an excellent opportunity.
Yeah, I'm. You know what? And I hope you're right. I looked at this stuff. I look at what's going on. I don't think they have to cheat in California. It's too. I love the almost cardboard ballot boxes that they put out everywhere for people to pick up, you know what I'm saying? And if they were picking them up 3 days, 4 days after the election, which is why I thought, you brought up earlier the congressional 25th district here in my area, which was taken by Mike Garcia, and that was the empty seat from Katie Hill. But I was sure that they were going to go after that in a big time, in a very nasty way. And, again, thank God. Just thank God that they didn't get away with it. That's all I got to say. It gets tiring after a while because you have all these people that say, yeah, we ought to fight, we ought to fight, we ought to fight. And then they really, they're stuck on Facebook. They can't get off of Facebook.
Okay. So they won this. You won this particular one.
Yep.
And we need to solidify that seat. And look, if Biden actually gets in, it's going to be a two-year embarrassment like you've never seen. At the presidential level, and then he'll probably be gone. Kamala Harris will be an embarrassment.
Yep.
And then the question is whether the Republican legislatures throughout the country, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and whatever, cleaned up their act because without it, Republicans are going to have an, as Lindsey Graham said, an impossible time getting elected in the future.
Oh, I agree. Look at, when you look at what's going on, they had 4 years to clean this up, Tom. We see, as Republicans, we always seem to be, I'm going to be the negative guy, you can be the positive one. We always seem to be playing catch up. We always seem to be saying, well, yeah, we should have. Yeah, I should have. Yeah, we... I don't get it. And then we wonder why we lose. We wonder why we go down the road we go down. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
And the CRP in California, for what it's worth, you don't have to say anything if you don't want to, they did nothing. They did absolutely nothing. One of the first communiques that came out was, don't align yourself with Trump. When I saw that, I'm like, okay, great, perfect. And the ones that won, who did they align themselves with? Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, you know? Now we're about the recall, and this is going to happen.
I know.
And it's going to succeed.
Is your name going to be on there? Is your name going to be on there? Come on, break it down.
No.
Come on. Just between you
I'm
and
not
me.
Break it. I'm I'll not breaking me. I'm not breaking me in front of you, if that's what you mean.
Well, anyway, okay.
That is not the goal. The goal is to take down Newsom. RescueCalifornia.org. Please
well,
join
while me. We're talking, somebody sent me a message and said, hey, this is great, but who do we have to replace him?
Okay, and I cannot get into that because my job is to unify the state behind the recall, and if I start picking names, that the whole thing would fall apart. So that's
I may
not
take a
my
shot
job.
We'll see how it goes.
I trust that many people will take a great interest in the race. I have no doubt about that.
Yep, I'm sure also. Listen, always appreciate your time with me, man. I will send you that information you asked me for during the break. Let's see you do something with it because it is a big deal. I've already told the people on the show, there's many school districts across the country now pulling some of the classic books on the grounds of inclusion. They don't want anybody to feel excluded, so they're going to include it by getting rid of books. That makes so much sense. So,
My dad excluded me all the time, sent me to bed without dinner. Can I go to the school board and complain? That's why I'm so thin. We had 8 kids. I used to think I was in trouble. Now I think you just ran out of food and selectively had to pick up.
Yeah, but come on, tell people the whole story. You're the baby, and they're all girls in front of you, aren't they?
No, well, it's 2 boys, 3 girls. Me, two girls. When my brothers went away and my dad traveled, it was me at home with 5 women. I'm barely alive.
See, that's what I'm saying. They probably pampered you to know. I'm going to have one of your sisters on the show instead of you one of these days. I'm sure I can find one of them anyhow.
All speaking right. of fiction, yeah, you should put that on the air. All right.
All right, Tom. Thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time with me, man. Very much.
Right, God
bless.
Take care.
Yeah. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Look, don't be a Facebook warrior. And what I mean by that, it doesn't sound right, but you want to get on there and you want to put up information, that's all cool. That's all wonderful, that's all cool. But bring the fight to them. Don't let them yank you all around the place. Bring the fight to them. The information that you get. Remember I said to you, when it comes to Twitter, I hear some of you, over here, I see you're reposting some of the stuff. Check into it first. Make sure it's real. Make sure it's true. Before you do all of that. So that you can stand up to it. That you can, say, look, I checked this out and it's real and it's true. I get bit by you guys sometimes. I like the story. I want to run with it. When you said it to me, but, sometimes it just ain't right. Hey, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks so much for being with us. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening there, a lot going on there. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Head over to the website, sign up for the newsletter. Then you find out ahead of time what's going on instead of finding out that night. Anyway, be safe, people. We'll see you back here tomorrow.